To have a Black Friday sale or not to have one? That is the question. Every November, our inboxes start to fill up with Black Friday emails and endless must-buy offers. And if you're an entrepreneur, you've probably felt that pressure to join in, to create a sale, to launch something new, or to make sure that you don't miss out on the moment. But the truth is, not every entrepreneur is meant to move that way every year. Depending on your human design, the most aligned choice might be to host a sale that feels exciting and expansive to you and to your customers, or to skip it entirely. Black Friday can be really powerful for your business when it's aligned, and it can be super draining when it's not. And that's what we're exploring today. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. And by the end of today's episode, you'll know how to use your human design to decide whether running a Black Friday sale is the aligned path for you this year, and how to do it in a way that really supports your energy and your business. Before we dive in, if you enjoy this kind of conversation, please like, subscribe, and share with somebody else that needs it. It really helps others in understanding their human design and business, and it also really supports our small business. We really appreciate it. Black Friday is one of the biggest shopping days of the year, and many businesses feel really pressured to provide something amazing to their clients on this day. It can be a really awesome opportunity to provide something really special to your customers, to your audience. It's a fantastic opportunity also to spread your influence, to get more people to know about your products and services and to try them out. And for that reason, hosting a Black Friday sale can be an excellent idea. However, it's not aligned for everybody, and it also may not be aligned every year. So how do you decide whether to host a sale this year or not? And this is where human design comes in. One of the most practical things about human design is knowing how to make decisions that are correct for you and for your business by following your own inner authority. So when it comes to deciding whether this year participating in Black Friday is correct for you, you want to really tune in and check with your authority if it's correct. Now, that is a lot easier said than done, because everybody's always saying, just follow your strategy and authority. And if it was as easily done as it was said, we'd all be doing it. But the truth is, it does take a little bit of time to really connect with your own inner authority, to learn to trust it, and to really follow it consistently. So when it comes to Black Friday, I want you to really check in with yourself if that feels correct for you today. And when it comes to your inner authority, this is a body-based experience that lets you know what is true for you and what is not true for you. The things you really want to watch out for that can totally throw you off track is what your mind has to say about it. Because your mind is going to sneak in there, and it's going to tell you all kinds of stories as to why you should run a Black Friday sale or why you shouldn't. So when you are deciding, pay attention to when your mind creeps in. Notice the stories it tells you. Notice when it tries to use logic to insist that you have a Black Friday sale, or when it's using fear to talk you out of having one. And when you notice the mind, do your best to just come back into your body and feel the sensations. Are you pulled towards having a sale? Are you pushed away from it? Do you feel potentially excited about it? Does it sound exciting when you talk about it? If you have emotional authority, it might take you some time to get to clarity before you really know what's correct for you. The important thing is that you don't let your mind lead you astray, because while your mind is absolutely amazing at conceptualizing things, being creative, having ideas and opinions, being outer authority for other people, it is not your inner authority. Once you've decided that having a Black Friday sale is actually the aligned thing for you to do this year, then you want to get clear on what you actually want to offer. And the options are limitless, and I will share some ideas and suggestions that may work well for you depending on where you are in your business and what your goals are for your Black Friday sale. Now, if you're a smaller business or you're brand new and you really want to get your services out to more people, you may want to consider actually creating an offer that does involve your time to deliver. So think about things like astrology or human design readings or some kind of coaching packages where you're actually putting time in for every time somebody buys that offer. If you really want to offer something that's very scalable, where you can sell as many as people want to buy, this is a great opportunity to consider things like human design or astrology reports or any kind of evergreen offers that you have available in your business so that as many people as want can buy them at whatever discount you offer, and it doesn't actually create any additional work for you to deliver that offer. You could also think about things like launches that you have coming up for next year. Are you launching a course? Are you launching a group program? Even if it's not that close yet, Black Friday is a really great time to get people interested and to get those early signups that actually create momentum for when you officially do the launch. Now, depending on what kind of offer you pick, you also want to really focus on how it's going to feel to deliver that offer and how many of them can you reasonably sell. Because if you are selling something that actually takes your time to deliver, say one-on-one sessions, readings, that type of thing, there's only so much time in the day. So you want to get really clear on how many of these offers you reasonably want to sell, and then you want to put a limit on them. So this could be something like this offer is available to the first 10 purchasers or the first 20. You want to get clear into what time frame you'll be delivering the offer. So again, if it's say a reading or a one-on-one session, you want to let them know what the limit is, like when can they receive the offer? So say you actually make the sale on Black Friday, then do they have till the end of the year to use it? Will you give them the option to use it into next year? Are you going to provide the option for them to buy it as a present for others as well? And reasonably speaking, how many of these can you deliver every week? And make sure that you limit your sale to the amount that you can reasonably deliver without overtaxing your energy. Now, when you are offering something that is evergreen, such as reports, evergreen courses, things that you've already created that you can really scale and offer as many of them as you want, you don't have to worry about this as much. However, if you are really offering a very big special discount, you may also want to limit the number that you sell. And you can also consider what's going to be the time limit for people to buy it. Is it only going to be available on Black Friday? Will it be available for the entire weekend? Maybe you'll make it available for a whole week. So just listen to your own inner authority as to what the best time frame is for your Black Friday offer. And if you want an easy, aligned, evergreen, and scalable offer that you can sell this Black Friday, make sure to check out bodygraph.com's free trial, where you can automate custom human design and astrology reports for your clients that sell beautifully and are also amazing to sell as a standalone or to bundle with other offers. And your customers can also give them as gifts to their friends and family for this holiday season. Once you've decided on what you're going to offer, the next step is how are you going to price it? What is the discount that you're going to offer? Of course, as always, you do want to use your authority to sense into what is correct for you. And do you want to offer a discount? Do you want to offer a bonus? Maybe they can get two for the price of one, or if they buy a special coaching package, they may get an additional session. Really feel into, does it feel better to give them something extra, or do you want to actually discount what you're selling? And you do want to keep this sustainable and energetically balanced, especially if your offer involves something that you have to take time to deliver, like one-on-one sessions. You want to be really clear that the discount is something that is special and exciting for your clients and customers, that they're really going to feel like, wow, what an amazing deal. I'm so excited to get this. And you still feel excited about delivering it. Because when you get into that area where you are discounting your work so heavily that you start feeling resentful and bitter about delivering it, then we have gone a little bit too far. It's really important that when it comes to the pricing for your Black Friday offer, it's a win-win situation. It's something that you feel still really values your work, that you still feel excited to deliver, and that your clients are also really excited about. So when you're pricing your offers, feel into the different price points and notice what your authority has to say about that. Does it feel really good? Or is there something in there that feels off? If it feels off, you definitely want to reevaluate how you are pricing this discount or what bonuses you're giving for this Black Friday sale. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you decided if you're going to have a Black Friday sale? And if so, what are you offering? Let us know in the comments below and make sure to check out what other people are offering too, because you might just find the next thing that you want to invest in or a great gift for your loved ones during this holiday season. Once you've decided on what your offer is going to be, the next step is marketing it in alignment with your design. And this is often the hardest step because sales and marketing is something that many entrepreneurs really sink away from. And it's an essential part of business. And I want you to really consider that when you're making offers in your business and when you are marketing and selling your products, you are actually really sharing your genius with the world. And you can think about the things that you have purchased or invested in the past and how good it felt to actually receive that marketing from somebody that was marketing and making their offers in a way that was really aligned. Now, this is going to be different for everybody. So for some people, they love to shout it off the rooftops. It feels good for them to go on social media, to go into their stories, to share their reels about what offer they have. And for other people, that doesn't necessarily feel as good. For some people, it's more aligned to be more quiet about sharing your offer. Maybe you're just talking about it in your email list or sharing it with your network and letting your friends know about it. You really want to move in the way that feels aligned for you, because if you're marketing your offer in a way that some coach told you you have to do it or it's not going to work and it's not aligned for you, it's not going to work. So you have to find what actually works for you. Now, of course, this is where the mind can come into play again and trick you into or out of doing something that feels aligned. Ultimately, it is your inner authority that decides what the correct marketing avenue is for you. And just because your authority says yes to something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy or feel really good. You might be asked to do something that is actually really scary for you. And that is a growth point for you, because this is what our strategy and our authority does for us in business. It helps us get on the most aligned path for us. And that path is going to require growth, because when you're an entrepreneur, you are going to have to grow your business and you will also grow yourself in the process. We're going to have to do uncomfortable things. We're going to have to do things that scare us sometimes. And overcoming that fear is a big part of the process. The more you do something that is terrifying to you, the easier it becomes and the less scary it becomes. So when you're thinking about marketing and you're considering what your authority has to say about it, start paying attention to if your mind says, oh, that's going to be too hard, or that's going to be too complicated, or that's going to be too scary. Or if your mind tries to rationalize you into, well, you should do it this way because this is what works for this other coach. And so that's what's going to work for me. Really notice when those thoughts pop up and go back into your body to feel for your inner authority that lets you know this is the correct way, even if it's scary. Even if it's illogical, there are an unlimited number of ways that you could market your business, that you could market your Black Friday offers. There are ways that nobody else has done before. There are ways that nobody has seen before. And as long as you're doing what is aligned for you and what sets you on the correct trajectory of growth, both in your personal life and in your business, that is really all you need to do. And also be really careful to watch out for perfectionism, because this can really sneak into your business in ways that really sabotage you. If you want to learn more about that, be sure to check out last week's episode. If you're watching on YouTube, you will see it in the end screens, and you can also check for the link in the episode description. And now I want to hear from you. Did this video help you see Black Friday in a new light? Are you going to opt out? Are you going to opt in? Let us know in the comments below. And also please like, subscribe, and share this video if it helped you. It is so supportive for our small business. We really appreciate it. And we love getting this message out to more human design and astrology professionals and small business owners in general that need to hear this information. If you're ready to set up your automated human design or astrology reports that you can sell this Black Friday, be sure to check out bodygraph.com's free 21-day trial where you can do just that. It's an amazing way to create income that runs in the background while you really focus on your zone of genius. Thank you so much for watching all the way to the end. That always really makes a difference for the algorithm. We so appreciate it. And I will see you in the next episode.